Welcome to Tobias Talk, the show where we discuss problems in our society today. I'm your host, Alexis Tobias, and today we're going to be talking about opting students out of standardized testing. This movement has been taking place in Michigan. Parents have been opting their children out of testing because of stress and pressure and all that kind of stuff. Our guests today will be Taylor Poporowski, Dakota White, and Tannice Lowry. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest speaker tonight will be the beautiful Taylor Poporowski. Taylor, what are your thoughts on standardized testing?
Hi, Alexis, and thanks for having me on the show. Overall, I agree with standardized testing. I don't think people should opt out. I think it's bad when people opt out. The scores on those tests are required for schools to see how they're doing, how they're teaching their students, and how their students compared to other students across the nation. I would like to talk about Too Much Pressure on Kids, Parents Reject State Tests by Lori Higgins on Michigan.com. This article touches a little on both sides of the argument, but overall it supports keeping standardized testing. The article says that a lot of people choosing to opt out is based on misinformation. So people hear things about the tests, but it's not really true. And the tests are crucial to holding schools accountable and for gauging how well students are learning. Once again, without these tests, schools have no idea how students are doing, because anybody can get an A in a class, but how well they really understand the information has to be tested.
So I take it you wouldn't make the decision to opt your child out of testing?
No, I would not. Tests aren't hard for me, and I really have no issue with them.
Do you think that this will get out of hand eventually?
Maybe. But like at the school that I currently go to, I don't see people choosing to opt out of tests. It seems like everybody comes. So as of right now, no, but maybe in the future if this movement keeps gaining momentum.
Even though you feel so strongly against this, do you wish that this option was available when you were in your earlier years of high school or school in general? Because let's say there was a reason why you didn't want to test and you'd have the option not to, or do you think it's just an option that's not really needed?
I don't think it's an option that's needed, although when I was younger, if I did have the option, I probably would have chosen to opt out because I was a little kid and I hated tests and they were stressful for me. They were the end of the world. But now that I'm older, I realize the importance, and I'm glad that I took those when I was younger to prepare me for the important test that I have to take today.
Wow, thank you very much, Taylor. That was a very emotional opinion. Dakota, would you like to share your thoughts on the matter?
Yes, thank you, Alexis. There are very many children around the world who struggle in school. They just don't do very good. And I think that these standardized tests will help very much with figuring out what they need to help on and telling schools like what to touch up their teaching in. And in the article called Why Civil Rights Groups Say Parents Who Opt Out of Tests Are Hurting Kids by Emma Brown, it says that the anti-test push would sabotage important data and rob us of the right to know how our students are faring. And I think that is very correct, because there are, I already said it, the data is used to help the children with what they need help with.
Do you wish that this option was available to you in your earlier years of schooling, or do you think it's a completely irrelevant matter in general?
I think that it was important that I took these tests, because from these tests I've learned that I'm not very good at English, obviously. But I did not like to take these tests. I would have wanted to opt out if I could. I did not like sitting there for hours just filling in bubbles.
If your child were to, let's say, have a disability, and you thought that opting them out of tests, or someone else thought that opting them out of tests was a good idea, would you consider it, or would you help them get through it instead of just letting them kind of skimp out on it?
I would try to help them get through it because I don't think it's a very good idea for them to opt out if they are disability. If they have a disability, they would need help to fix that to become successful someday. And if they were to take a test, they would be able to know kind of basic skill things they need to learn.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end this little conversation?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. Thank you. It was really nice hearing your opinion. Miss Lowry, you have sat and listened to both Taylor and Dakota. It is now your turn to have the floor.
Thanks for having me on the show.
What are your thoughts on standardized testing, Miss Lowry?
When you opt children out of the test, it has the chance to harm them, but with how many tests there are out there, the pressure is enormous, and it can cause breakdowns. I speak from experience. When I was little, one time I had to sit outside the classroom until I could breathe again because I got dizzy enough that I couldn't see anything. Honestly, I hope that through the process of opting kids out, it has enough of an impact to lessen the amount of testing we do.
Standardized tests, the fastest way to terrify any child with five letters outside of just whispering the word clown.
I mean, I understand that the testing is important, but I think that if there was even just a little bit less, like maybe even two tests less that we have to take, then it relieves some of the pressure that is on the kids so much.
So, do you wish that this option was available to you? And you're schooling?
No, because I understand why we had to take them. I just wish we didn't have to take so many of them because it seemed redundant and useless. In an article that I, the article that I wanted to talk about was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on standardized testing. And one of his quotes was, the easiest way to terrify kids using five letters after clown is to use the word standardized testing, because almost every kid has felt the pressure of having to get this right, of having to get a certain score, not just because they want that score, but because their teachers think they should get that score type thing. And so I agree with the fact that parents are opting the kids out of the test.
All right. Thank you very much, Tannis. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Nope. That's good.
All right. Thank you all for your valued opinions. I enjoyed listening to your thoughts on this topic. And to those of you at home, thank you for joining us today. I hope that we opened your eyes to a bigger picture. If you have an opinion you feel strongly about, feel free to share them with us through Twitter using the hashtag TobiasTalk or through our Facebook page. Have a great night, and we will see you next week on Tobias Talk.